Welcome to our Food Time Show. You'll have to all sing your own theme songs individually now as we welcome in the author of a brand new book that's just out called Local Flavor, Restaurants That Shaped Chicago's Neighborhood. It's a book about Chicago restaurants, but it's a little bit about Chicago history at the same time. Our Food Time Show is sponsored by our friends at the Greek Islands Restaurant. Gene Iverson is the author of this book. Gene, welcome to WGN. Welcome back to WGN.
I know. Hi, Dean. Nice Thank to have you for having me.
She pointed out to me during the news that you were last here 10 years ago.
It's been about 10 years,
what,
yes.
What was the book 10 years ago?
So my first book was called BYOB Chicago, which was a dining guide to all the bring-your-own-bottle restaurants in Chicagoland.
Which are still my favorites, by the way.
Absolutely, me too.
Yeah, I think it's just such a great, it's a huge money saver. And, you know, you can choose whatever kind of wines or whatever you choose to bring by yourself and save all kinds of money at the same time. The new book is an interesting one, Local Flavor, Restaurants That Shaped Chicago's Neighborhoods. Now, describe what the concept of this is, because It's a book about old school Chicago restaurants and sort of how they defined the neighborhoods in which they have been residing, many of them for decades and decades and decades.
Decades, I know. It's unbelievable. Restaurants have notoriously high failure rates. So the concept for Local Flavor was I really wanted to chronicle, in this case, eight eateries, iconic restaurants in Chicago. And I was inspired actually while I was writing BYOB Chicago, because so many BYOBs are ethnic restaurants in our neighborhoods, you know, single location storefronts, established by immigrants who came here to Chicago from so long ago. And I developed a deep appreciation for what they do and what they bring to the city. And I was particularly struck by some of the restaurateurs that I met along the way. And some are in the book.
Yeah,
and then they inspired me to write the other stories.
Yeah, we'll talk about some. We'll talk about, I don't know if we'll be able to get to all of them.
Right.
But we'll talk about many of them here today, because they're great stories about some of the great Chicago restaurants. Not necessarily the ones that show up in, you know, the Michelin guides that come out, which you might call the five-star restaurants, but I would go to the restaurants that you've listed in your book anytime over a five-star restaurant, because of, you know, the consistency of the food, but the warmth of the people who work there, the absolute Chicago neighborhood charm that each of these restaurants represent. And also what I like about it, I hadn't really thought about this until I read your book, and you kind of notice the theme of the people who started these restaurants decades ago, that each and every one of these stories is really like, you know, the great American success story of, as you say, immigrants that came here with virtually nothing and really made a go of it. They worked hard. They worked tirelessly.
Right.
And passed on their businesses. You know, the families worked in the businesses and, improved them and grew them and so forth. But this book is really kind of what America is about, that anybody can make it if they want to.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like you said, they work tirelessly. And some of these restaurants are on their fifth generation of owner-operator. I mean, think about it. If you're lucky enough to establish a restaurant and make a go of it for 5 years, you're doing really well. But to be able to have a family member and pass it on to them who also has restaurant life in their blood, because not everybody has this in their, you know, not everybody has a passion for the restaurant business. It takes a very special person to be able to juggle all the details and be a people person and a business person and be passionate about food. But to be able to pass it on to that many generations is becoming more and more and more rare. I probably don't have to tell your listeners every day we're reading about, oh gosh, so-and-so closed.
This restaurant closed, that restaurant closed, or longtime businesses, you know, businesses, family businesses that have been in operations that are being massacred by big box stores that, you know, come in and the, you know, part of the character of a neighborhood and therefore of the city gets homogenized. It kind of goes away a little bit, and that makes me sad when that happens. I'm not one to live in the past. I'm not one to say that everything in the past was better than it is today. But in these cases, these are fantastic places that are so character-filled, it's so dimensional, they cannot possibly be replaced by some franchise restaurant coming in or some fly-by-night restaurant that, you know, might get 4 or 5 stars for a year and then be gone after a year or two.
I felt compelled to document some of these stories because I feel they are reflective of so many families who have immigrated here. And I wanted to document. I feel like food tells so many stories.
Yeah.
And it tells so many stories about our history here in Chicago. So that was really my primary motivation.
Yeah. Well, I want you to tell the story of some of these great people, including a restaurant that I've talked about nonstop since I've started working here at WGN, Tofano's Vernon Tap Restaurant.
Tofano's,
In the Little Italy area, which has consistently been one of my favorites. We'll talk about that and many others when we come back. And I also want to open up the phone lines for restaurants that our listeners feel are significant restaurants to them that mean something to them in that way, representing that kind of history and dimension and culture. 312-981-7200. We'll come back and talk more about local flavor restaurants that shaped Chicago's neighborhoods after a quick break. WGN. And Gene, I want to talk about one of the ones that I talk about here all the time because I love it. And I've been going there for years, and that's Tofano's Vernon Tap.
Yes.
That is, it's right in smack dab in the middle of the UIC campus.
Yep.
On a little side street. As I've said a million times, it's the place where they make the greatest eggplant parmesan in the history of eggplant parmesan, hands down. I have been around the world and tried eggplant parmesan in a lot of places. I have never had it better than Tofano's, but their lemon chicken is famous. Their special salad is famous. The food is delicious. But there is, as wonderful as the food is, the history of this restaurant, going back generations, 5 generations in this family, is just as rich.
And by the way, the recipe for lemon chicken is in the book. The family was generous enough to pass that on.
Wow.
So we tried to make the ingredients more proportionate for the home cook.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, so that and their fried calamari.
Fried calamari
as well.
Is great. I did see the recipe for that there too, yeah.
Yeah, but the family... in the restaurant, the fifth generation, the family that came here to America is working there now. Joey DeBono, fourth generation, is owner operator. But if you know about Tofano's Vernon Park Tap, but there's actually a Tofano's Bakery at the beginning of the 20th century. The first generation, Marie and Dominic Tofano, opened up a bakery on what is now the UIC parking lot, as you as you pointed out, and they closed down in the late 40s. They were Tofano's. They don't have a sign. They're on a dead end street that's also shut off on another side by a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but because of the university they built up around it,
right? And they were spared. If they had been on the other side, the north side of Vernon Park, they'd be gone because UIC displaced about a square mile of Little Italy to build used to be called Circle Campus. Now it's UIC. But so they were literally on the right side of the street when they opened.
Talk about their evolution, though, from from being a bakery to the Tofano's that we know now that you can't even get in before a Blackhawks game.
Right.
Because everybody goes there before the Blackhawks game. A lot of people go there after the Blackhawks game. Anything that's going on at UIC, of concerts, but any night that you go there, the place is packed because, people love the food, the ambiance. It's a very casual and relaxed.
Very casual, yes.
But talk about its evolution, though, from from you know, when it was a bakery to now when Joey is running it with his family and his daughters and his sisters and, you know, his, right. his family that are all running the place now.
Well, the bakery was on South Aberdeen, a block, you know, block away. That was demolished. But Vernon Tufano's Vernon Park Tap opened in 1930 by the second generation. Joseph DeBono and Teresa Tufano DeBono opened up. And it was informally called Pepo Zeke's. That was Joseph DeBono's nickname. And it was a tavern. It was a tavern. And when you walk in now, you walk
just
into a bar.
It was just a tavern?
They had, I think he said they had 12 tables and a very small kitchen.
Okay.
But, you know, you had to knock to get in. You couldn't just walk in.
I love that.
You had to be allowed. And I've heard that story from some of the locals.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the neighborhood, their families have also been there for
right.
the same amount of time, all from Acera, Italy. And so they opened 1930 as a tavern. Now that was Prohibition era. So that's another interesting part of Chicago's history. And then so they had a small kitchen, and they would crank it. Lemon Chicken's been there since 1930.
Right.
And they would carry pizza over from the bakery while it's still open. And they're famous for their Neapolitan pizza, obviously. Many, many years before,
yeah, before
it became
trendy
here
yeah.
in Chicago. They had a brick oven pizza in the apartment next door, and a pass-through window. They would use the apartment as a kitchen, auxiliary kitchen, and the pass-through window is still there. They'll point it out to you, but it's been sealed off. And one of the family members actually still lives in that apartment, but she said, "Hey, can you seal that off? It smells like calamari in here." So it's really, and they'll point it out to you, no problem. But, you know, by the time Joey took over in the mid-80s after his father passed away. So he's the fourth generation now in the family business. And he took it from a 50-seat, you know, tavern / casual restaurant to what it is now, which, you know, they built on a back room. He dug out a basement. I think he said his mom's garage is now the back room, and there's a main dining room, and there was a front part that was converted into another dining room. And then they added the patio not too long ago.
Right.
So really, Joey has taken it from that small 50-seat cramped kitchen, you know, place to what is now, I think, a destination restaurant.
Yeah. When did it become such a celebrity hangout? And I don't mean dopes like me that go there all the time. Although
on.
I am very proud that my picture hangs right outside the men's room door. You go to the men's room, and Uncle Dean's the first face you see when you come out of the men's room. But I mean, there are some heavy hitters there, like Jack Nicholson, and anybody who is anybody in sports goes to Tufano's when they're in Chicago.
Well, in the old days, it used to be the crooners, you know, the singers that came in. Jerry Lewis has been there, Frank Sinatra. And then as United Center, as you said, was built in the neighborhood, then that ushered in what Joey calls the Jordan days. And that's when he was able to expand and really cater to that customer base. And now you see sports jerseys. And he's a hockey.
Right.
Joey was a hockey player, actually, at Loyola before he became a restaurateur. And so Bobby Hull used to come in, and a lot of the Blackhawks players used to come in. So it became more of a sports place because the new generation and United Center.
Yeah, and all the sportscasters would go there. But, it must be such a point of pride for that neighborhood that was literally torn apart when the Circle Campus, as it was called back in the day, but now UIC, when that came in and ripped the neighborhood, Little Italy, apart like that, that Tufano's not only survived that, but has thrived.
Yeah.
And so, what this book really is about, of a restaurant being sort of self-defining a neighborhood, this one really does.
It really does.
It's a point of pride for the people who have lived in that area for generations.
Right. And it defies all the odds. It's a cash-only restaurant. Like I said, it's in this location that, I mean, you have to find Tufano's.
Yeah.
Tufano's is not out doing ads online. I didn't even have a website until Joey's daughter you know, insisted, like, hey, Dad, we need a website here.
Right.
You know, they just, it's a very unconventional place. Even think they take reservations by cash only. Some of the servers have been there for 30 years. So when you walk in and you're regular, they know you by name.
They know you by name.
They know what you like.
Right.
Your regular, you know, do you want your usual?
Yeah.
That goes a long way. That sounds like a very simple thing, but that goes a very long way.
Yeah. And I've been going there forever. So when I go in, they go, we put two eggplant aside for you.
Yeah.
Because they know that I'm going to get the eggplant no matter what else, because I love it so much. It's Stefano's Vernon Park Tap, 1073 West Vernon Park Place, right off of Racine.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Racine, what would be the cross?
May, but again, it's shut off on all sides except for Racine. So only way to get there directly by car is to turn east off of Racine.
Put it in your GPS, you'll find it. That's the new everything. Real quick, talk to me about the Red Apple Buffet. That's another one for people of Polish descent. Another restaurant that really has, helps to define the northwest side of Chicago as one of the strongest Polish communities in the world.
Yeah, some people call owner Anna Hebel the mayor of Chicago's Polonia. Just like we have gateway neighborhoods, you know, a lot of Polish immigrants came to Chicago between the early 70s and 2000. I think we've had 100,000 people, 100,000 Polish immigrants come to Chicago. And Avondale was the gateway neighborhood, the destination neighborhood for them. And so I look at Red Apple as the gateway Polish restaurant. If you want to experience authentic, good Polish food, then you go to Red Apple. So whether you're from that culture or you're not, It's a place to experience, like I said, not only great food and another place that flies in the face of convention. I mean, you think of buffet, and I think there might be a stigma to that. You know, we think of buffet, but Anna's food is made to order. It's small batch. It's organic. She's been doing these things since, the 80s. Before it was trendy.
Yeah, when you say all those things, you know, organic and made to order and blah, 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 in parentheses, homemade, in parentheses, like mom would have made for her family, you know, the best quality, and you serve it to your family, your customers who are coming in.
Right. I mean, they're literally filling, there's these small ceramic dishes at the buffet, and there's these hot coils that run underneath, and these chefs are running in and out. You know, if you're at the buffet grazing and kind of a, what should I have next? You better watch if the cooks come out.
Yeah.
They're like, I got another batch of pierogi in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I have to unload these. So it's great food. It really is one of the best deals too. All these places are really reasonably priced too. That's another benefit of these places is that, you know, like BYOBs. I mean, you're not getting raked over the coals. I think they're all a great value.
Yeah. 3121 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Kathy, how about you? What's a restaurant that you think really, defines a neighborhood?
La Scarola Restaurant.
Oh,
it's it hosted Milwaukee and Grand, and it has such a rich history because it's Joey Mondelli of Kelly Mondelli's, who knew Sinatra and De Niro and had them all come and eat with him. And now he's combined with Armando Vasquez, and they have this restaurant that on Monday night you wait an hour and a half to get in. It's amazing.
It's another one of these great old school Chicago restaurants where the food is good and it's plentiful. I mean, nobody will ever walk away hungry at La Scarola. That's for sure. And the floor show that Armando puts on for everyone. he should be on television.
Every
that guy.
Tequila.
Yeah. Right. Right. How do you think?
The food is incredible. I mean, his Vesuvio, his eggplant parmesan is great too. I know you were talking about that, but he has this veal chop alagabi, and it reminds me of the Flintstones. You know, when they put the ribs and the car falls over,
right.
The chop like falls off the plate,
Gigantic,
and it's,
yeah.
It's tender and crispy, and it's just delicious. But you never know who you're going to see there. I think it's that's what you guys were talking about. I mean, you could see Bobby Valentine, you could see Tommy Lasorda, you could see Anthony Rizzo, or you could see Faye Dunaway there. I mean, he gets all the stars, and but it's the people, too. I mean, you sit there and you start talking to people, and it's just like being in your own home. I'm Italian, so it reminds me of how it used to be on Sundays with the family. You know,
exactly.
It's just warm and inviting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I sometimes wonder if there's like a, you know, celebrities have a secret restaurant guide for every city, you know, and when they come to Chicago, you know, do they open their little Chicago restaurant guide and they know that there are a few places where you got to go no matter what, you got to go to some of these places.
Well, I know, buddy,
they have a good sense.
Yeah.
Buddy Guy brought his crew there. You know, last time I was there, I saw him with the table of his band. And so, yeah, it draws a cross section of people. That's for sure.
Kathy, thanks for the call. This is Glenn. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Dean?
Good.
Sabatino's up on Irving Park.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around for 40, 45 years, if not more. I'm not sure. It started out as a fairly small restaurant, but anything you order there is good. Service is outstanding. They've had people there. I think there's been long. The original owner is there. But,
yeah, I was there last week. I go there all the time. I love Sabatino's. I love Sabatino's. Yeah, it's on Irving Park, just west of the expressway.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, old school Italian.
Exactly.
Plentiful food, warm service, warm, you know, owners, servers, et cetera. It's all great. And kind of defines, it's very, what is that quality, you think, Gene, of, you know, defining an area, a neighborhood, defining, you know, putting those roots in that people gather around and have such warm feelings like Glenn does for Sabatino's.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a culinary experience. It's a cultural experience. You are greeted by, you know, this is the Italian culture. This is how this is what these restaurateurs are bringing to Chicago, is that experience. And a lot of these places don't adapt their menus for American taste. They want to bring a more authentic feel to the menu. So I think that's also attractive to people, and that's one of the reasons why we enjoy going to these establishments.
Yeah, Glenn, thanks for the call. I couldn't agree with you more about that. You have listed in here from Chinatown, One Cow, which is sadly now closed, and the Parthenon in Greektown, also now sadly closed, but you've got Noon Kebab, Persian restaurant on North Kedzie, in this area that has become a very Middle Eastern centric food area now. Nuno Kebab probably has been there longer than anyone else, I think, but also kind of leading the way of, and there's a wonderful Lebanese restaurant down the street. Mm-hmm. There is one great Middle Eastern restaurant after another up and down Kedzie Avenue.
Well, in business for 21 years, Nuno Kebab is actually the youngest restaurant
in
my book.
Only
21 years old.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
They're on their second generation, Mir Nagavi. He's also called the mayor of Albany Park.
Yeah.
Alderman Deb Mel calls him the mayor. He says, there's a community that's at, you know, this is a destination restaurant. You want Persian culture, Persian food. The language, everything. I actually live very close to there, and I cannot say enough about their kebabs. They're truly the most tender kebabs I've ever had in my life, but also just he's a wonderful, wonderful host. So.
Yeah, but also is so quintessential to that neighborhood and the character of the Albany Park neighborhood there. You got to take a look at this book. It's called Local Flavor. You're going to be talking about it at the bookseller, right?
Yes.
This coming week?
This Wednesday, the 21st, 7 o'clock. The owner of Bookseller has a monthly local author night, so I'll be one of the speakers, and I'll be there signing books.
Good deal. It's 4736 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, Wednesday night. Gene Iverson, Local Flavor, Restaurants That Shaped Chicago's Neighborhoods. Be back in just a second to wrap things up and make way for Frank Fontana coming up.